Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, June 19th, 2024, at 7 p.m. in the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B. So welcome, everyone. Do we have any public comments? Anyone that's not on the agenda? Okay. Move to item number two, and that is that we have a zone change request for the plan, and we need to set a public hearing.
I went ahead and brought the map. I figured that was easier.
A little sweetener.
It's for the big parcel.
Okay. And what do they want to do?
A change of zone to commercial, so we need to set a public hearing.
Got it.
It borders Highway 40.
I'll have to look at it more carefully, but the big picture is, I understand the big
picture.
When
I say we, I mean you.
Us. Set a public hearing, got it.
This is the parcel that we just did our subdivision on a month or two ago, right?
Yeah.
But the zone change is just for the big.
The big piece, understood.
Yeah.
So that's this one here.
Turn it right. So basically, goes back a quarter of a mile, still residential on that distance. Commercial, so anyway, accept a motion to set a public hearing.
Yeah, do we have any, I don't have any paperwork on this to even know what zone change they want to anything, or like, I'm happy to put a hearing, but I'd love to know.
What are you hearing for?
The public hearing is for, is to discuss it.
To industrial, to highway commercial, to what?
RA5 to commercial for the 10 acres.
Yeah.
20 acres, yeah.
Oh, 20 acres? The big one's 20?
21.59.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm glad you're here.
Helpful for something, I guess.
Cut the facts.
I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for the zone change for the TH land for our next month's meeting on July, whatever date that happens to be.
17th.
17th.
I'll second Mr. Wells' motion.
Okay. Any discussion? I'll call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay.
Just at the start of the 7 o'clock meeting?
Yeah.
It won't start early or anything?
No. Unless we decide we need to for some reason, but I don't see a need at this point. Anyone had any more thoughts on item three on the town code and garden commercial condominiums?
Can we get a chance to breeze through that?
I looked through it.
Breeze through it, yeah.
I was hoping I thought we were going to get sent, but I didn't see that, so I started poking through what I think the one you were pointing to last time was chapter 8, title 57, chapter 8. Is that the one you were?
Correct.
I'm not going to say that I've gone through every word of it, but.
Yeah, I didn't even poke at it.
So you guys didn't get the email with that on? Then I am going to have to check your email.
I didn't get anything. I haven't seen anything since last meeting.
We switched providers, so now it's Ace Computers and not Executech at all. But Aaron shows up when something's wrong, and it doesn't take a week to get him there, so.
Well, that'll be the second one. It's been sent twice.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all through.
Okay. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's exchanging the cloud, so once they get there, you should see everything come through.
Yeah, it should all.
Yeah, I don't remember anything since May 10th, I think. Just to confirm, Bridger's not crazy.
No, that doesn't confirm anything. That's my last one as well, is the 10th.
Okay.
Hey, you're going to do it.
I mean, I looked through it a little bit. I didn't go through all of it in detail, but to me, it's somewhat consistent with what I would expect kind of the condominium stuff would be.
I don't know what gotchas or concerns we would have as a town there. I mean, it seems to be very similar. I haven't gone through the legal battles that we have with different parcels and landowners at different times for different reasons, so I don't know what items we should be concerned with, but it didn't, in the little bit that I went through it, it didn't seem out of place to me and seemed consistent with trying to encourage some more of these smaller businesses coming in to see some of these properties.
Byron's not here to vote, but when he called me, he said that he thinks that it's a good idea, but I'll just pass that along.
Sure.
That's misinformation.
Fair enough.
What's the name of the code again?
Oh, it's Utah.
And it's in your, it's in your minutes.
It is?
Yeah, I can. It's like 58, 7.
Title 57, chapter 8.
57.
Dash F, yeah.
Thank you.
And it's long.
Yeah.
A lot in there, but.
62 pages.
How many?
62 pages.
That's the minimum. Now what we have to do, that's the minimum for them.
Well, it's the state.
Yeah, this is the minimum.
Just in minutes, mentions where.
If, but if, because I put that in the minutes, if we decide to include them. We don't have to include them, correct?
We have to include this if we have it as a use. We don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have to have the use. That's what we have right now. It's not allowed.
Sure.
So if you include, if we make that a use, then all this will apply plus whatever other restrictions the town seems.
You'll also see in the minutes that Nephi was asked to, because he had his lawyer kind of write up, you know, a draft of a code change, what the HOA agreement he could envision. He has not, at least to me, not submitted that yet.
Not in the budget. The whole premise is fractional ownership is preferable leasing from a business perspective. Prospective business perspective.
Maybe. I mean,
that's what he's saying, at least for his project.
He's saying that, yeah. So it would be, right now it's not a possibility. If we adopted a code, then it would be a possibility in addition to leasing.
There was a few things we talked about. He could have formed a partnership and done that. He doesn't need the town permission for that, but
yeah.
What he's looking at is he wants it to be a use in the town, so.
Separate titled parcels for each unit, right?
Right.
To me, I think makes a lot of sense, just coming from the ownership business standpoint. That partnership would be a mess if I were in his shoes. So my thought is, I mean, unless there's grave concerns or concerns that we've identified that we want to work through, I would love to read through it deeper than what I did to this point, but nothing in there scared me off yet. I think it's a great idea to kind of help promote that for some of these smaller businesses in our town.
The question would be, are there any additional burdens placed on the town? So, and could we mitigate them or you know, are there costs involved? So I think we need to look at that.
I might be able to give you a little bit of insight. I've been in the business for about 30 years in commercial real estate. Fractional ownerships are a nightmare. Is that you deal with 3, 4, 5, however many partners they want to have in a commercial unit or in a building, as opposed to a single entity, one business who wants to come in and own their real estate. But let's say they want 3,000 square feet and they can't afford to go in, and Nephi's whole building is like 20,000 square feet. Can't afford to do that, so it's a huge boon to small business owners who want to come in and own their real estate rather than lease their real estate. And that's what makes it so beautiful, to be able to sell individual units to an owner user.
And just as a reminder, he has the utilities set up.
Yeah. Individually.
So exactly.
But
no, but I'm just saying.
Still be
no.
Homeowners association.
Yep, but
gets to figure that all out.
Y'all have to have a homeowners association, and typically all the buildings already are separately metered utilities, even for leasing.
Hmm. Yeah. He doesn't use Daniel Water, does he? He uses Twin Creeks.
For culinary, but he has irrigation on that parcel also.
Oh, okay.
I mean, administratively, there's a lot in here that, since we don't have large administration in the town, there's a lot of administration with this.
So a lot of work for administration.
Yeah, it could get into a lot of work. If, say they did, if you read this, if something's wrong and you need a change, you go to the owner doesn't do anything, then you have to go to the one that owns it, owns the whole thing, the homeowners association is what they're calling it, the board, and then you have to give them the chance to rectify it, and then it goes to court from there. So that process just adds steps to what we do. I mean, if you had full-time administration, I mean, that'd be different. And I imagine one day that might happen, but not today.
Not today.
So that was just my take on it. I just see so much in there, the administration part of it. There was
a lot of micro, a lot of managing.
Yeah.
How many units is he talking about?
Seven. You talk about seven or eight or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we got to remember, this isn't just for Nephi.
Yeah, this would be for anybody that wanted to do it.
Yeah, in fact, the person that came down their license wants all of those on the basement line. All at once.
That was the balance house of the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came and got their business license even there. Very excited.
Now, where are we allowed, if this is happening, where do we allow the condominiums? Is this only along Highway 40?
This is only in the commercial zone.
Yes. That's what's been proposed.
Yeah. I mean, we could say we're going to do residential, we're going to do, but at this point, commercial. We're thinking the most we would do is commercial.
And that the Nephi provided us, it had size, so many square feet, minimum size.
Yeah.
And so there were some restrictions in there that he wanted to do. And so they narrowed that scope.
When I resend this out, do you want me to just resend that, like what he submitted as well, so you can compare?
Yeah, in an email if you've got it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, I can just scan it in. The printer's working.
So when you talk administrative burden, I get it. It's 7 or 8 to 1 is the difference here.
Yeah.
Could be 24 to 1. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how big some of the parcels are. What would be practical, but we could limit 21. The scope of the size, right?
Yeah.
Although. So. Also, I think if you have a problem with someone who's leasing a building and the owner doesn't do anything, you still have to. I mean, I'm not sure that you're actually increasing your burden because you're still dealing with multiple people.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
This is code enforcement administration, is kind of what you're talking about.
Right. Yep. All the way from business licenses. All the way. I mean, your sales tax, everything you're going to be looking at in these commercial areas, that's all something you're going to look at.
Instead of one person, now you might have who knows how many.
If they're leasing, you're going to have sales tax licenses for each, you're going to have business licenses for each. So I'm not sure what it actually increases as far as labor goes. I mean, that's something we need to look at, though.
What happens if owners complain to you about each other?
Well, we'd still have to respond if it's against code, and that's where it talks about in here that you have to go to the association and give them the warning. If the owner doesn't do anything, give them the warning, go through the whole process again that you went through with the owner, and then you have to take both of them to court. I don't know if that's separate or together, but if it can't be resolved. Almost all those would fall under the nuisance clause, but it's expensive to go to court, and you never know.
But I guess I'm not seeing that it's more than if you had to take a tenant and an owner to court, which you might have to do the same thing.
Well, if it's the owner, we just take the owner to court. You'd have to take the tenant to court.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd never mess with the tenant.
Yeah, we'll just yank his business license and then.
Yeah.
Well, it's the tenant that has the business license.
No, I know. That's all we do to the tenant is say, you lose your business license.
Okay, and then you could end up in court with them along with the owner.
Side by side.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out.
Sure.
I think we need to discuss it further and have some time to look at it further. Do we have any kind of a deadline on this, Eric?
No. Okay. Nope, open-ended.
So.
This is our deadline, the vote's easy.
So I guess.
Can we adopt, if we wanted to, and I'm not saying this is where we go, I mean, just by reference to the state code, is that the way you would envision that, or would you just copy and paste this into our code?
I would just reference it, because our sheet will look different because it'll fit our code with whatever restrictions we have, the size, whatever Nephi's put in there that you like, and then we would just reference this code.
Because chances are the state's going to change their code, so a reference would be better.
Yeah, every time the legislature meets, somebody changes something.
So. That way we always stay in compliance with them, plus whatever other junk we throw on.
We have to see if it nullified something that we have.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. I'm suggesting we continue this to the next meeting and do some research. If anyone feels that way, I'd accept a motion.
Would you also like the Heber code that Bridger provided as well, or any other neighboring communities, or just the state?
First, get our emails working so we can see it.
Well, I'll do that. I'll call him tomorrow. He's actually doing some work in the office this
cool.
week and next week, so. But what would you like to see? So it's just in one email, I think that'll just make it easier.
If you have it and can attach it, great.
Yeah, okay. Send everything on it.
Yeah.
Because that's good information. I mean, what Heber's doing is.
But if it's going to take you a bunch of hours.
No, it's not. It was a one-page thing from Heber.
Yeah, I think it's already electronic format because
yeah,
we got it from you and
yeah.
electronic.
Okay.
Cool. I'll make a motion that we continue the discussion of the town code change in regard to commercial condominiums.
Okay, is there a second?
I will again second Mr. Wells.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Again, yes. Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Move to number four, which is business licenses. We'll see you next month.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. And ladies.
Sorry.
Okay, renewals are Stonecutter Construction, Raptor K Construction, and Daniels Creek Construction.
There has to be complaints on
there. Got to be multiple complaints
certainly
here.
The Kohler business has got to be the problem.
I've received no complaints on Kohler, but I've received some on me.
Yeah.
But those are from his wife.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
And she didn't put them in writing, huh?
No, and she didn't come.
Then nothing, anything on Hughes business?
Nope.
No.
We have no complaints on any of these.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions? If not, then accept a motion on these.
I would motion that we renew the three construction company business licenses.
Okay. Would you like to change that to recommend that the council renews?
I think they should, yes. I would recommend the council approves these three business licenses.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
What, yes.
Again, yes.
Taylor, yes.
All right, motion carries. Item number five, the final report. Have any questions for Eric on this?
CMC's fully operational. I saw one of their trucks this morning.
Yep, they're funded out.
Yeah, they've been running for a while.
Have they done all their landscaping and all that they promised with
the
trees and the
burn? The there, the trees aren't in yet.
I know there's some trees.
No? I think on the back side there is.
South side?
Yeah.
They do their lighting plan yet?
They haven't done their lighting plan?
I see the lighting.
Okay, we'll continue with dark sky.
You saw the lighting?
No, no, I see that you say accept lighting, grading permit complete.
Yeah, so they really wanted to go there on site and say what they needed, because anything above 20 feet is going to be part of their conditional use. And so we're going minimum above 20 feet, just what they need, absolutely.
To function?
Yeah, and so like the control tower, it'll have to have a light in front of the door up there. But of course, we'll have that 90-degree cutoff, so it's not shining over. But you go there, and it's just like, because the other one's right next door, and I mean, it's just...
A glow?
They didn't follow over there, so it's like pretty crazy.
But that's in Heber City.
It is.
Okay.
But it probably doesn't follow Heber City's ordinance either.
I'm sure not. Yeah, I'm sure not. Yeah, in fact, the complaints I get on that is...
The Heber City one?
Yeah, the other plant, so... It's like, oops, sorry, can't help you there.
Here's their number.
Yep.
How did the Scott Keel thing go at the council meeting?
So he didn't show up, and so it was turned down at the zone change to deny is what they did. And then his engineer showed up at the end of the meeting and said they wanted to withdraw the application, but it already went through.
Went through and was denied.
Cool. Does that mean anything procedurally that they wanted to withdraw?
No. No, it would have if they hadn't voted, but since the vote was already in, it was...
But had they been able to withdraw, would they have been able to resubmit under a different set of assumptions?
But they can resubmit
anyway,
anytime, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. I mean, all the notices was out for the public hearing, everything was already done. If he had been on time, he would have been able to do that before the vote, but it doesn't.
Didn't make any difference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter either way.
Big showing at that meeting too, or?
No public comment.
No, it was public comment, not a ton.
It was the same comment.
Oh, no, the same exact ones, but not as many people.
Right.
But Myrna submitted a letter again, and...
The same letter that you...
When you look in the notes, but...
Overwhelming no.
Yeah, it was...
There was no yeses.
No.
That I really know.
And there were, Barbara Kim Norris came, Larry and Mary Ward came. There were about 8 or 10 couples that came. But nobody got upset or anything. I mean, he wasn't even here, so they were all kind of...
They saw the writing on
the wall. They were all kind of like, I said no. I say no. Nobody even really expressed the same concerns that they did.
It sounds like they had a consensus to pull it anyway, so.
No, they didn't, but anyway.
Okay.
Okay, anything else for Eric? Okay, I'm assuming there is no engineer report.
No engineer report.
Okay, let's move to the minutes. Let's start with the April 17th. Did anyone have any changes to the April 17th?
At least that was way too long ago.
Sorry.
Should have.
So while they're looking those over, what is our plan of action for the training minutes? Are you going to submit?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
But so I just so you know, I was going to have those done for today, but I contacted Eric Bennett to get the, because there were, between the people from the commission that missed and the people from the council that missed, I wanted to have, what he did was a PowerPoint presentation that comes from the state. It's actually the state training. And if you don't physically go to a training, then you watch it yourself online, and then it has a little quiz, and then you pass it, and then you get credit too. So if you weren't at the meeting,
which I wasn't,
then you do that, but you have to have the link to do that. Okay. And he couldn't find it. He was busy working on a project, and I looked for it for about an hour, and I couldn't find it. So he said if I couldn't find it, he would go back through his notes and get the link, because he said it was a little bit obscure. It was hard for him to find, and Scott gave him that assignment. It wasn't me. And then I did do, so I will include the handouts from Robin. Robin just did PowerPoint handouts, so I'll scan those in and give you the link. And if you have the PowerPoint handouts from Robin, which is the public meeting, and then the grandma, which is from Eric, then you're caught up. So I wanted those to be part of the minutes just to make it easy for everybody that wasn't able to come.
So for Robin didn't show up?
Nope.
Nobody, he did the handout, so I guess he passes his. But he didn't pass the grandma. You'll have to go online and take it too.
I'll make a motion to approve the April 17th, 2024 minutes. Do you want to do them separate or do you want them together?
The list.
Okay. That's my motion to approve those.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Taylor, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay.
So, never mind. So I wasn't here, so I'm sure it's in the minutes.
It was not a long meeting.
Oh. So the public hearing there was a public hearing about the micro school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My question is, it says at the top of Big Hollow Road. How do you define what's the top of the road?
I can change it. I can put the south end. Or I can insert the actual address if you want.
It's fine. I'm just being a troublemaker.
Okay, well then it's the top.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 15th, 2024 meeting minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Again, I'm staying.
Taylor, yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, we'll move to item number 8.
Do you accept the motion to adjourn?
I'll second. Okay,
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Again, yes.
Taylor, yes.